This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
It's time for Academic Listening, a series for students at English-speaking universities. For more on the structure of a lecture, join Susan Fern and members of the World Service Class of 2001.
During the series, we're entering the world of further education to focus on some of the linguistic problems experienced there. Today, we look at marker phrases, essential vocabulary that will help you predict and understand the gradual development of a lecturer's argument. We've sent our reporter Julia Adamson to University College London, where she joins students in a lecture about the roots of English. She'll be setting them and you a comprehension task to help develop listening skills. As we've said before, it's a good idea to try and predict the content of a lecture from its title. Julia asked some of the students at University College to do just that before their lecture began. She spoke to Sara, who's from Sweden, Dennis, a student from Belarus, and first, Rabia Bourkiza.
I'm Rabia Bourkiza. I'm from Algeria. At the moment, I'm waiting for the lecture, and the lecture will be about the roots of English. I think this will be about where English language come from, what we are speaking come from.
Can you tell me about the lecture you're about to go into, Sara?
Of course, it's about roots of English. I think it's about linguistics and where the language is coming from, and also about certain words, the meaning of the words, and how the language, the English language, has developed during centuries.
Do you know what the subject of the lecture is?
It is going to be, I think, it's going to be about how the language, where the language came from, and about linguistics maybe, just maybe some grammar use, how it came and how it was born.
The title of the lecture helped those students to make predictions about its content. All three expect to hear lecturer Don Hill describe the origins of the English language, where it's come from and how it's developed.
Well, today's talk is about English. I'll start by describing the roots of English.
Before we return to the lecture theatre, here's a chance for you to do some listening practice. You'll hear the text of the introduction to Don Hill's lecture, and I'd like you to try and identify the key content of the talk. What are the two main subjects that Don Hill's going to discuss? If you've got a pen, why not write these down as headings so you can start making some notes?
Well, today's talk is about English. I'll start by describing the roots of English, the people who spoke the various languages or dialects from which English has come. Then go on to the registers, that is, the styles of English. I'll simplify that very much and talk about two registers or styles in particular. I'll then raise the question whether one register is better than the other, and give reasons for thinking that there's no simple answer to that question, and then I'll sum up, and that will be it. OK, so the roots of English to start with. Now, why has English become a world language?
Well, you can compare your answers with Sara, one of the students Julia spoke to after the lecture.
Sara, can you tell me what the lecture was about?
Of course. The lecture was about roots of English and also about the register of English. And that means the roots were mostly about the historical perspective, how England was invaded about different people. So mostly about the historical. And also the register is about the higher and lower level of English, how people use the English language.
Sara explains that the main subjects of the lecture were the roots of English, its historical origins, and also the registers of English, a higher and lower register.
Well, today's talk is about English. I'll start by describing the roots of English, the people who spoke the various languages or dialects from which English has come. Then go on to the registers, that is, the styles of English. I'll simplify that very much and talk about two registers or styles in particular. I'll then raise the question whether one register is better than the other, and give reasons for thinking that there's no simple answer to that question, and then I'll sum up, and that will be it. OK, so the roots of English to start with. Now, why has English become a world language?
Lecturers use linking words and phrases, sometimes described as marker phrases or semantic markers.
By semantic markers, I mean using words which express the relationship between sentences. It could be a word like because, which indicates to you that what is going to follow is a reason.
Chris Reeves teaches at Bell Norwich, a language school in the east of England.
It could be so. If he says so, then you know that you're going to expect the result. It could be a contrast. So if you're listening for contrasting words, it would be a word like although or however or nevertheless. If he uses semantic markers like moreover or in addition, you know that he's going to add another point, and it could be another main point. So it's really important to listen for those kind of words when you're listening to a lecture.
Chris Reeves believes that awareness of semantic markers can help you to follow a lecture. Speakers use marker phrases to introduce contrasting ideas, make additional points, state results, and so on. You might be used to seeing these kinds of phrases in books, but recognising them in a spoken lecture can be tricky, especially if the lecturer speaks quickly. Awareness of phrases like these can be helpful for understanding lectures, as one of the Language Centre students explained to our reporter.
Some of the phrases we hear are on the one hand, on the other hand, in conclusion, this kind of stuff.
And why is that useful, knowing those phrases?
Because this is how you make your speech brighter and more understandable for the students. It makes more sense for them. It's not just the text, academic text. Make it more general for them and more understandable.
And that brings us to the end of this programme, in which we've focused on marker phrases and suggested that an awareness of a wide range of these linking phrases can help you.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.